Visiting American Vice President Joe Biden had a direct answer for Chinese critics who are concerned about Beijing's more than $1 trillion worth of U.S. debt.
We have an overarching interest in protecting the investment, while the United States has never defaulted and never will default.
In a speech Sunday to students at Sichuan University in the southwestern Chinese city of Chengdu, Biden pointed out that Americans still hold the vast majority of the ballooning U.S. debt. Therefore, he says, Washington also has even larger domestic reasons for being extremely concerned about repayment. Meanwhile, Biden said he is confident in the continuing strength of the U.S. economy.
America today is by far the world's largest economy, with a GDP of almost $15 trillion, about 2.5 times as large as China's, the second largest, with a per capita GDP, which is more than $47,000, 11 times that of China's.
The U.S. Vice President welcomed China's growing economic might and said that a strong Chinese economy also will have a positive effect on the American economy.
A more prosperous China will mean more demand for American-made goods and services, and more jobs back home in the United States of America. So our desire for your prosperity is not born out of some nobility. It is in our self-interest that China continue to prosper.
He said the United States and China also face many of the same global threats and share many of the same strategic objectives and responsibilities. He said these include concerns over nuclear proliferation, North Korea, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Sudan. He added that the United States is and will remain what he called a Pacific power. He insisted that the American presence in the Asia-Pacific region has ensured stability there, which has allowed China to focus on developing domestically. Biden arrived in Beijing Wednesday night for a series of meetings with Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping, the man expected to be China's next president. He also met with China's current three top leaders, President Hu Jintao, Legislative Head Wu Bangguo, and Premier Wen Jiabao. He travels to Mongolia and Japan before returning to Washington. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.